Welcome to the 25th World Pork Expo. Just introduce Randy Spronk, our president, and he'll give some opening remarks and talk about some of the issues that we're dealing with right now. Randy?
Thanks, Dave. Good morning. Welcome again to the 25th anniversary of the World Pork Expo, the largest pork industry trade show exhibition in the world. We expect to have around 20,000 people attend the expo sometime over the next 3 days. We have more than 400 exhibitors. One of the neatest things is we have nearly 900 entrants with 2,500 hogs in the World Pork Expo Junior National Hog Show. 3 years ago, we just had 300. And so I'd encourage you all, if you take the opportunity to see the competition, it's a really neat youth event. As always, we'll have thousands of pork producers from states across the country and from other countries. Last year, we had producers from 38 other countries, and we expect similar numbers this year again. People have the opportunity to hear 20 presentations and panel discussions on various pork industry topics. I'd encourage you to attend tomorrow's strategic investment luncheon upstairs in the Varied Industries building. Speakers will be Rick Berman with Humane Watch and Brian Klippenstein with Protect the Harvest. They will talk about their views of the attacks on animal agriculture by activist groups and how those are being combated. We'll proceed into Farm Bill. It'll be on the Senate floor next week and the House floor possibly the week of June 17. The bills approved by each Ag Committee include provisions that would establish within the U.S. Department of Agriculture an Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, reauthorize and fund USDA trade promotion programs, the Foreign Market Development Program and Market Access Program, reduce the number of acres in the Conservation Reserve Program from its current 32 million acres, and the Senate bill calls for a cut to 25 million by 2017, while the House Agriculture Committee's measure would cut the acres to 24 million by that time. Change a Trichina certification program to a Trichina surveillance program. Fund research related to livestock, including swine disease surveillance. Authorize USDA to conduct a study on the feasibility of implementing a catastrophic insurance program for livestock producers. The House Ag Committee bill also includes GPSA repeal amendments, MCOOL economic analysis, along with King Interstate Commerce Amendment. The Senate Ag Committee and Ranking are working on agreement on remaining amendments on the floor, including a Grassley Amendment that would limit the EPA data release of personal information, a Rockefeller Amendment that would protection from retaliation for whistleblowers that would apply to poultry producers only. We do expect an Ag Bill Amendment and a motion to strike a King Amendment at some time. As far as trade, it helps to reiterate that U.S. exports account for 25% of the U.S. pork production. The U.S. pork industry exported more than $6 billion worth of pork last year in 2012. Those exports added about $56 to the price producers receive for each hog marketed. U.S. pork exports are responsible for 110,000 jobs in the swine industry. And the top value export markets are Japan, Canada, Mexico, and China. We do have two trade agreements that we're currently working on. The first would be TPP, the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership. It's an agreement for Asian-Pacific regional trade agreements, includes the United States, Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Malaysia, Mexico, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, and Vietnam. We've been very engaged in the early negotiations. If you heard correctly in there, included would have been Japan, which is our number one value export market. Over $2 billion worth of product is exported to Japan. And from some of the early economic analysis, we could double that. And so it's a very important trade agreement for us to be engaged in. An additional one would be negotiations between the U.S. and the European Union, TTIP. We support the negotiation of a free trade agreement with the EU, provided it's negotiated and implemented in a high-standard agreement, which has been central to all of our prior free trade agreements. The EU represents a tremendous market opportunity. They're the second largest consumer group behind China, and so it's a very important market if we can open it up to U.S. pork producers. But we also believe that the tariff should go to zero, and we also believe that there should be elimination of all sanitary and non-sanitary, phytosanitary barriers. And finally, would be some comments on the environment. One of the issues that's been most recently at the forefront would be the release of data via the EPA. Did actually meet with Secretary of Agriculture Vilsack and Acting Administrator Bob Persepi and basically made the point to the administrator and the secretary the opinion of farm producers and agriculture producers when that data is released to groups that are detrimental to animal agriculture. And so we hope that they listened and that we can prevent that from happening again. The U.S. industry is still working with EPA on a two-year study on emissions of farms and is now working with the agency on settling air standards for facilities. And so confined animal agriculture in the U.S. does even better and be responsible for about 2.5% of the U.S. emissions. And of that total, the U.S. pork farmers are responsible for only a third of that 1%.